said Joseph didn't know. Lifford didn't know. They had no notion whatsoever what was going on as far as I'm concerned. And I went to Lifford for one reason. I gave an undertaking yesterday. I would go to meet him anywhere I could meet him. And I was waiting for a fanfare outside when he would arrive in the yard about and all that stuff, but it never happened.
You had sought permission from Donegal County Council yesterday to tell Minister Daly that you were speaking on the council's behalf. The Cathaoirleach's advice to you was that if you met Jim Daly today, it would be in a personal capacity and not on behalf of Donegal County Council. You were disappointed about that?
Donald, words would not express how disappointed I was, because even if I'm grouping myself, I'm not going to be critical of anybody, Donald, but if this had been pre-election, you can rest assured of one thing. There'd be some noise in Lifford yesterday, but there'd be no all going.
You do believe that Donegal County Council should be meeting with Minister Daly and that he should be receiving a deputation from the council to hear firsthand what members actually believe about the situation at the moment and about the effect of the ongoing uncertainty?
You have seen the efforts being made by so many people over the months there previously to try to get some reconciliation about what the true facts really are for the people of Donegal. And there were people on today on the Greg there, and we're chatting about Donegal being forgotten. I'm asking a simple question. Why are we forgotten? I quoted 50 years ago that in our days, we're like people on a reservation. As long as we keep quiet, nobody wants to know.